welcome nonetheless. We are here in Anchorage, Alaska, in the Lumen Christi Auditorium. This is going to be the Lumen Christi Archangels squaring off against the Eagles of Sandpoint. We just got done with the King Cove rookies. They had a strong lead by a wide margin. Here's the starting lineup. All right, there we go. That is the starting lineup that's just been announced, and we are going to get underway here. I see the handshakings by the coaches. And that was a real good game the rookies had there against Lumen Christi. We'll see what happens here as we go into this game against the Lumen Christi Archangels. The boys get their final cheers out there. And just heard it, but I'll say it one more time. Coming out for the Eagles, it's going to be Colton Mack, Jonathan Roeder, Alex Gilbert, Evan Wilson, Glenn Kraus. And that's going to be the starting five for Sandpoint. And Jonathan's going to square off against number 23, Joey Brown. They are, again, just like the last game, these guys are about equal in height, so it's going to be a good tip-off. Johnny's come a long way. The ball goes into the hands of the Eagles, but, oh, quickly gets snatched away there. Lumen Christi's coming out fast. Here's number 13, Jarrett Fortune. They call him Good Fortune. Great ball movement all the way around the perimeter. And a three-point shot that doesn't go down, number 23, Joey Brown. But you can tell that Joey Brown's going to be real comfortable shooting from outside the three-point line. So Sandpoint's going to have to watch that. They get the rebound, and Colton Mack calls in the play into action. He's waiting for the boys to get some movement. Not a lot of speed on the offense right now, but Evan Wilson still gets a wide-open shot. Jonathan breaks the rebound in and pivots around, gets into the paint, gets the rebound again, but bad pass, snatched up. Goes to the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball called. Great hustle by Alex Gilbert, or no, by Colton Mack, just sliding in there, getting his hands on the ball and forcing the jump ball. Lots more friendly faces here in this auditorium. Like I always say, it's about half and half right now. 50-50 King Cove Sandpoint, 50-50 Lumen Christi on these games. A lot of fun seeing all these people who either are just visiting or moved out here and don't get to see very often. All right, here comes Lumen Christi, and a contact foul there against Lumen Christi is going to give the ball. Nope, contact foul against Jonathan Roeder. Throw it on the baseline. Lumen gets open. Joey Brown takes a shot from three-point territory. Does not go in, but Lumen gets a rebound, and defensive transitioning a little slow here. Oh, and Jonathan's going to get fouled again. He was doing his best not to put any pressure against the offense, but he comes up behind number 13, Jarrett Fortune, and that will send Jarrett to the line for two, and two fouls already for Jonathan Roeder. He's going to watch out. Stay out of foul trouble easily. He's not easy to replace at his height. And Jarrett sinks the first one. Substitution. Number 30 is going to come on in, and number 41 will sit down, Randy Samuelson. And I believe they let Randy Samuelson, who's from King Cove, start in here against King Cove, and there's big cheers for Randy. Lane violation here called against Lumen. And Lumen's going to pull a full court press. So Sandpoint's getting ready. They're working real hard to get open. Colton gets it. He's looking for a pass. And there's a trap. He needs help. They're all running past him. Evans got the ball, though. He did look at that. Oh, but the ball is thrown away and picked up by Joey Brown. They're going to have to watch that full court press. They've got to be ready to help each other. Oh, and Shin Chen drives in. He moves real fast. He's an exchange student from China. Nice ball handling by Colton. Gets the ball up to Evan Wilson, and there's a great shot for two. And that makes the lead now for Sandpoint 2-1. Great shot from the left side, midway up the post. And here's some full court press action by Sandpoint. Oh, and they're going to call that a clean break there. Evan hits the ball and doesn't draw the foul. Great job by Evan Wilson there. That was a great foul opportunity, but he did a good job. Ball goes into the bottom post, and two shots going to go there. Not sure who the foul's against, hopefully. Okay, they're going to call that against Glenn Krause. There's about four defenders circling the ball there as it was going and powering up off the passing from the baseline. And first one does not go in at the line. Hard to see his number. And I believe it's number 10, Ryan Halella. Yep, it is. Number 10, Ryan Halella. Ryan's second shot doesn't go down, but a rebound by number 30, Benji McDonald. And Sandpoint has really got to work on the boxing out here. They've let go three offensive rebounds right there. Ooh, and a good job by number 13 driving in, Jarrett Fortune. Here's the full court press again. Sandpoint does a good job passing through it, though. Reach-in foul there against the Archangels. Going to be a throw-in on the sideline for Sandpoint. That's on number 30, Benji McDonald. Colton calls a play into action. Not a lot of movement from Sandpoint. And three-point shot by Colton is going to be off the back iron. And here's Shin Chen moving really fast on transition, but he'll slow down and let the offense catch up. So moving all around the perimeter. Real fast-moving offense. The boys have good motion. And I think, oh, but as they drive in there, that was number 10 driving fast. Alice wide open on the breakaway. His signature breakaway layup there. Great job by Colton and Alice feeding each other. And they get fast on the half-court trap here. Oh, and good job there. Moving the ball, forcing pressure. They've got them cornered here, but Shin Chen trying to get past Jonathan Roeder. He's trapped in, though. He needs help. The pass goes high. Good forced turnover there by Sandpoint. That defensive pressure. Sometimes a half-court trap can be even harder than a full-court trap because you have a lot less space to work with, and you can't really get a fast break moving. So good job on that half-court pressure by Sandpoint. Seeing some more friendly Sandpoint faces walking in here. We are in the Lumen Christi Auditorium. How are you doing, Dick? The Cumberledges are joining us this time. Mr. Billy, Ingrid, and Dick here to see the boys play off. The score is 4-3, a tight one here so far. With 5 minutes on the clock here in the first quarter, Sandpoint has possession. Good job moving the ball around, and a shot from the baseline for three. And there's a foul against Evan Wilson pushing. That was while he was going for the rebound. So Evan's first foul and a timeout called by Coach Herndon. He's going to talk to his boys. And Lumen Christi coming out here playing real fast offensive ball. They're doing a really good job being aggressive, moving it all around the perimeter. They've got fast offensive motion underneath the basket, which just opens up opportunities for the points. Sandpoint doing a good job, too, working in here. They haven't played very much here on the road trip. They've had a lot of time to sit around, and I think maybe they just kind of need to get the blood flowing. They need to get things moving, the juice is moving, get used to being back out on the court. Their offense is not as fluid in movement as it has been in the past. So we'll see how that changes, but they're still in the lead. The score is 4-3. Low scoring first quarter so far. And here comes just the boys setting up in a 2-1-2 zone with a big man down in the middle. And here's a fast movement all around the perimeter. Lumen Christi almost loses control of the ball, but they keep it. And a jump shot from about 12 feet out on the baseline does not go in. rebound for Sam Point. And Sam Point will move fast on the transition. Colton looking for the opportunity here. Feeding it down to Evan. Right back to Colton for three. Wide open. Oh, rattles in and out, but Evan's waiting for it. And he puts up a shot. Looks like it got deflected out, though. Fast offensive transition. Oh, but Johnny with a massive deflection there just came right behind number 23, Joey Brown, and smacked it against the backboard. Great job not drawing the foul. And just great seeing Jonathan coming in here. Kind of see him reach down for his ankle a little bit there. Looks like he's moving a little tender on the ankle. And Sam Point now on the offense, moving it around, looking for an opportunity. They're just moving the ball around the perimeter and trying to see it. Alex gets open for three off the front iron. They need to try to be working the ball down low, though. They're not playing ball the way they should be. You're not going to win a game on three-point shots. You win a game in the post. Here's a shot by 23. It got tipped and comes way short of the rim. Picked up by Sam Point. 4-3 is the score. Michael looks like he's going to sub in. They're going to give Jonathan a chance. Another three-point shot taken. Goes high. And it's going to be saved by... And would have been out of bounds, I believe, off Colton Mack, but the saved attempt by Lumen Christie puts possession in for Sam Point. And yeah, it looks like Michael Herndon's subbing in. Jonathan Roeder is able to jog off, so he's not in too much pain, but it looks like his ankle's giving him a little trouble. Evan gets a handoff on the throw-in from the baseline and puts up a little jumper. And the boy's not trying to work it down. They need to work the bottom post. And here comes Lumen Christie on the offense, 3 minutes now in the first quarter. The score remains static, 3-4. And the jump shot, both these teams just trading jump shots. Doesn't go in, rebound by Sam Point. Alex breaking fast for the basket. A jump shot and a finger roll, and it's in. Nice little easy underhanded finger roll by Alex. And Sam Point getting back fast on the defense. Getting their head here in the game, moving back fast. And Lumen moving very well as a team. I their shots are not going down, but Lumen is really playing like a team. Here's Lumen Christie, the Archangels, moving around the perimeter. Oh, but 13 cuts into the basket and does a great job. 6-5 now. And they don't get back transitioning on their full court pressure. Colin's easily able to break it. Alex is wide open from the baseline. He's been practicing that shot all season just for that moment right there. Taking the lead now to 4 points, 9-5, and Alex is really lethal from the baseline. Oh, a missed pass there allows for a wide-open Alex Fielder on the left-hand side. He does a great job with the finger roll. That's got to make it, what, 6 plus 3, 9 for Alex of the 11 that Sandpoint scored so far. We're at 145. Sandpoint moves up and gets ready for the trap. And Lumen Christie doing a good job moving into the post. Losing possession of the ball on his way into the lane, but that's going to be a foul. And, I believe the fifth foul for Sandpoint. Getting into foul trouble a little early. And that will send number 10 to the line for an opportunity. Yep, fifth foul there. Sandpoint needs to simmer down the foul. The first one on Michael Herndon. First attempt from the line is no good. And a substitution as Jonathan Roeder comes back in. Evan Wilson gets a chance to breathe. Number 10 is going to sit down for Lumen Christie. That's Ryan Haloa. I believe number 30 took his place, Benji McDonald. Second one's good, and here's another substitution. Randall Malajan is going to come in for the Archangels. We've got 90 seconds on the clock here. 11-6 is the score. Sandpoint leading the Archangels by 5. You're live here in Unalaska, Anchorage, not Unalaska. Ooh, and there was a weak pass to Colton Mack. Does not make it there in time, and it bounces off the ground and out of bounds. It was right there at the feet of Colton. And when it's right there at your feet, you have to, sink down and try to get it in. It's the floor. Alex almost reached in there and stole it, but Lumen Christie's able to get a shot off from three-point territory. Alex is breaking fast with the basket. They just... over and over again with these cherry pick passes. Alex is just so fast, it's hard to get him. And here's the defense moving back fast. Jonathan Roeder takes his spot back in the middle as a big man. Oh, and the ball gets lost, picked up off the foot of Alex, and Alex is moving real fast. He gets another breakaway, and man, he is on fire. 15-6 now with under 45 to go in the first quarter. And, man, I'd say all but 2 points have been scored by Alex Gilbert so far. He is just lighting up here. He's just and a pass down to the post. Almost gets snatched away, but Lou and Christie pass it back outside. A jumper goes up short. Looks like it got deflected a little bit by Alex Gilbert. And fast transition on defense. Number 15 saw Alex wide open, John Macy, and he did a good job getting back fast. Wide open shot from the baseline for three by Alex. Just goes off the top of the rim. Almost goes down. Lumen Christie gets a rebound. And they've got 12 seconds on the clock. Malajan's trying to move up. He gets one last shot off. It trickles around. Doesn't go in, but he's got defenders all over him. Still there. There's a buzzer. Glenn Krause could not move the ball out fast enough in order to get the shot off. So at the buzzer, the score will be 15-6 in favor of Sandpoint. And what a game for Alex Gilbert. I mean, he's probably scored 13 of the 15 points. It's no exaggeration. He had a three-point shot, and then the rest of it has been all on breakaway, just fast breakaway passes and cherry picks. Great work by Alex. Quick word for our sponsors. Want to say a shout-out to the Schumann Corporation and the King Cove Corporation for their support of this game. Also, GCI, Peninsula Airways, the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, Grant Aviation, and Eider Air, and also that guy on the FV Red Hunter. Thank you so much for your continued support of these games and these broadcasts, making these travel road trips happen. We got 13 on the clock, and King Cove is in the lead by more than double, 15-6. But judging by the way Lumen Christie moves the ball, that is a lead that could be quickly changed if their shots start going down. They have very fast movement on the offense. They're outpacing Sandpoint in terms of when the plays are setting up. All of Sandpoint's points have been scored on fast breaks. Ryder Gunderson joins the ranks of Sandpoint now. We got Ryder, Colton, Michael Herndon, Evan Wilson, and Jonathan Roeder. Alex, who was the juggernaut in the first quarter, is taking a quick breath. Moving the ball into the post. The ball gets travel call there against Jonathan Roeder as he stutter steps into the paint. And so a throw-in now for Lumen Christie. You want to make sure you avoid those kinds of turnovers there. That really gives Lumen Christie an opportunity with the ball. And I just have this feeling that the Archangels just need their shots to start going down. They're going to have a chance here. Shin from the free throw line, he puts up a jumper that doesn't quite make it in. Sandpoint gets a rebound, and Johnson works his way down the paint. Does a great job muscling his way in there. The first attempt doesn't go down. He got bumped by number 23, Joey Brown, but the putback is good for two. Jonathan Roeder, again, grabbing at his ankles a little bit there. His left ankle looks like it's bugging him some. 17-6 is the score, 7 to go here in the first half. And here's Lumen Christie. A wide-open shot by Malajan is not taken. They continue to move the ball around. And I really love seeing the ball movement, but, man, Sandpoint's defense doing a good job forcing turnovers. Jump ball there, possession going to Lumen Christie, and that'll be a throw-in underneath their basket. Good fortune, Mr. Jarrett Fortune will sub in. He'll replace Shin Chen. Oh, and a poke in there by Alex Gilbert sends the ball back out of bounds on the baseline. Mr. Fortune will have as many chances as he can get to throw it in. He'll do a high one out to the perimeter. Ooh, and Michael Herndon doing a great job on defense, making it really difficult for number 30, Benji McDonald, to get in there. The ball gets saved, though. Lumen Christie can't convert that into any baskets, though. Good defense. They're able to keep up with Lumen Christie here. He's having a hard time penetrating and getting down low and putting the shots up that they want. Sandpoint now has the ball, and there's a real high pass. Intended recipient was Ryder Gunderson, but he's not quite that spring-loaded, so it goes out of bounds, last touched by the Eagles. We've got 6:20 and a half. The score is 17-6. And here's Lumen Christie. Now, okay, the jerseys look just like King Cove's old home jerseys. That Lumen Christie wears, they're white with kind of the black stripes going down the sides, and it looked just like the old home jersey. Jump ball there. Good job by Ryder Gunderson getting into the mix of things and forcing the jump ball. So if I call Lumen Christie, Kinkova. First of all, I'm sure you guys are used to my mistakes by now, but if I call them Kinkova, it's just because their home jerseys look so much like the old home jerseys that Kinkova used to wear. Sandpoint wearing their home blues with the white and blue striping going down the side. Good new jerseys. Shot up by Colton Mack from the outside. Oh, drains it. That was nothing but net from three-point land. 20-6 now. Oh, and a fast transition, but a good poke out by Colton. Lumen Christie's able to recover. Oh, and they're going to call a reach in there. Evan and Ryder saw the ball in the candy store, and they just reached right in there. Substitutions. Alex Gilbert will come back in for Ryder, and Michael Hernan will sit down, and Glenn Krause will come in. We've got the starting five out here for Sandpoint. Number 12 is going to join Lumen Christie. I don't know what his name is. Number 12 was not written down in the book. Here's the ball shot up by Lumen. Doesn't go down. A tip up for the rebound. Alex moves real fast, but he can't quite move that fast. He saves it, but it goes into the hands of Lumen Christie. Oh, Alex comes back fast for a poke out. Lumen able to keep control of it, and a hook shot by Joey Brown gets tipped by Jonathan Roeder, and that puts the ball back in the hands of Colton Mack for Sandpoint. Sandpoint definitely playing fast. Oh, moving down to Evan. Evan's going to drive into the opposite side and puts it behind the back and good for two. That looks beautiful. He knew exactly what he was doing the minute he got the ball. Lumen Christie's got some guys with legs on, though. They move real fast on transition. And they catch Sandpoint off defense quite often. Alex was wide open for the break. Oh, but Colton makes a rare miss on a wide-open layup there. That sends the ball back to Lumen Christie. The score is 22-6, though, 4:30 on the clock. A missed pass there by Lumen, but it's picked back up by number 30, Benji McDonald. So Lumen Christie will have another opportunity with the ball here. Oh, and there's a hard one that slips through the fingers of number 12, and that goes out of bounds on the sideline. And the coach from Lumen is going to take a chance here to call a timeout. I believe that's the sign for full timeout, a full minute to talk to his boys. Yep, 60 seconds on the clock. Good effort by Sandpoint keeping control of this game. You can tell that they've been hanging out in Anchorage for a little while and eating Anchorage food, but they're staying in this one and keeping a tight grip on the reins. Lumen Christie moves the ball real fast and fluid. They're having a hard time getting buckets to fall, though. We'll see if that keeps up this way. Alex Gilbert, he had a chance to sit down and catch his breath, but man, with probably upwards to 13 points in the first quarter, he's well on his way to winning the Player of the Game award here. So 22-6 now, 30 seconds left in the half, or the quarter. 30 seconds left in the timeout, I should say. And we will have about 4 minutes left in the half. We're live here at the Lumen Christie Auditorium for this matchup between the Eagles of Sandpoint and the Archangels of Lumen Christie. Both these mascots, of course, Flyers. So, of course, we're having a battle in the air here. 4:11 on the clock. And in case you missed it, great game played by the rookies of King Cove against Lumen Christie's Archangels. They came out with a win. A good shout out there to King Cove. I'm wondering if the boys made it in. Good movement of the ball there. Alex Gilbert fakes a shot and passes it down to Jonathan Roeder. Looks like Jonathan Roeder had a little contact there. Oh, carry there. Number 30 was moving in with the ball, Benji McDonald, and as he shifts gears from fourth to second, that causes a carry. That's so hard to control the ball when you're moving so fast and you try to slow it down. There's a shot from the three-point line on the baseline by Alex Gilbert. His second patented shot, the breakaway cherry picker, is definitely his first. That baseline 3 points, second. Coach Randall Newman was telling me on the road here how that's such a great shot that Alex has from the baseline because you never practice against it. Your defense is never saying, okay, there's a missed pass that was intended for Joey Brown. Alex picks it up, but oh, he had number 10 falling right behind him. Ryan Hillella puts just enough pressure on Alex to make him miss the layup. Oh, a pass almost gets stolen there by... Oh, but Johnny just gets his hands all over that shot by number 12, and it goes out of bounds, last touch by the Eagles. And I'm looking at the height difference here, and I believe there's about a foot between number 12 and Jonathan. No exaggeration. So That was a tough one for number 12 to make. But good effort. He's got the ball again. He's moving in for Lumen. He drives into the paint one more time. This time he gets around the defense. And good effort by number 12. He gets one off the glass. Fast transition by Sandpoint. Makes for a wide open jump shot for Evan. That's a long two-pointer. 24-8 now is the score. 2:45 in the first half here at Lumen Christi. Hard high off the glass, but it almost comes down. It's kind of slow moving, so it dropped fast. Colton has Alex wide open. They do a little wall pass. Gave enough time for the defense to come in, but ooh, beautiful shot by Colton. Just angles it off the glass. 26-8 now. Sandpoint controls the lead. Here comes the Archangels. Now, I was talking to Coach Randall, about how that baseline shot, your defense is never saying, okay, we got to make sure, we got to watch out for that guy on the baseline for the three-pointer. You just don't practice against him. That makes Alex just a real lethal player in so many ways. This being his senior year, of course, too, it's nice to see him having a good chance here. Oh, and Jonathan Roeder is going to draw his third foul, and that will send Coach Herndon to Michael. He's going to tap Michael to sub in there to replace Jonathan. Sandpoint did a great job in the second quarter holding in their fouls, but that makes it number 7 and bonus for Lumen Christi. Score is 26-8. First attempt there goes off the top of the rim and does not go in. There's a substitution. Jonathan's going to sit down and Michael will come in. Score remains 26-8. Benji McDonald will take a second chance from the line here. He puts it hard off the back iron. And a lane violation by Benji there, the shooter, would give the ball over to Sandpoint once again. Two on the clock, and King Cove Sandpoint with the ball. No longer being met by a full court press here. Good job by Lumen Christi rotating their players and keeping fresh legs in the game. They set into their zone. Oh, but the zone was spread out, and that left Johnson wide open Evan Wilson wide open on the bottom right post, and he puts it off the glass for two. Good job by Evan being right where he needed to be. Oh, and there's a great cut by number 13. He passes the ball and cuts right into the lane, gets the feedback, and he puts it in wide open. Really just kind of left Sandpoint staring on that one. Oh, and Michael Herndon gets the ball on the bottom right post. No foul call there. He got poked really hard behind the back, so he moved it to the other side, and that left an open jump shot from the three-point line that does not go in. And number 13 is being trapped right now. He's going to throw the ball off the... And then he's just pounded the ball off the knee of Michael Herndon and out of bounds on the baseline. So a throw in for the Archangels. They're going to send a high one to the top of the key. Number 10 was wide open, Ryan Hillella. He drives in and puts up a jumper. Alex Gilbert had Joey in front of him, so he pulls back Joey Brown. They got him on the cherry pick. Evan fed the ball. He puts up another long-distance two for 2 points. Good shot by Evan Wilson. That makes it 30-10 now in favor of Sandpoint. And Lumen Christi with the ball now outside the perimeter, taking their time, setting up the offense. Still have good movement. The ball, leaving them open, but mostly around the perimeter, they've had a real hard time getting in. Here's Joey Brown. He's going to move into the paint, but they lose possession on a pass, and that leaves Alex open for another fast break, making the score 32-10 now. And there's some advice from Evan to Michael about watching the cut, but there's another steal. Another fast break by Alex, and another 2 points on the board. 34-10 now. We're in the final 6 seconds. Lumen Christi is just walking into their offense now. They're already deflated. And there's a buzzer shot. Oh! Long distance three. He had no defense on him whatsoever. 13 with that shot. Jarrett Fortune, and that is good fortune indeed. Will hopefully teach Sandpoint to make sure they keep their defense on even in the final 1 second of the game. That's it for the first half. We're going to go back to the studio. We got 10 minutes on the clock. Big Wave, are you there?
Yes, the Wave is here.
All right. Well, I will call you back here in a minute, boss.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. And we are here at the Lumen Christi Auditorium in Anchorage, Alaska for the competition between the boys of Sandpoint and the Lumen Christi Archangels. Lumen started out with the ball, and a missed shot turns into a Sandpoint rebound as we begin the third quarter. The score as we begin, 34-13. We got the starting five here in the game for Sandpoint. Oh, and a move down to Evan gets knocked away. Good deflection by Joey Brown. But Sandpoint quickly gets the ball back. Jonathan tries for it this time. He also misses his shot hard off the glass. And another steal. It was going to Lumen, but they were able to steal the ball back, and Glenn Krause gets fouled as he tries his turn at the basket. So the call now for the play. Colton's going to throw it in to Alex. It was a bit high, but Alex was able to jump and save it. So here's Sandpoint. Sandpoint doing a great job controlling the pace and flow of this game. Working, getting their blood flowing again. They're trying to get the ball movement going here. And that's a foul. 3 seconds right there in the paint. Evan spent a little too much time hanging out there where he's not supposed to be for that long. And that makes a turnover there for Lumen Christi. Lumen Christi moves the ball real well. They have a hard time, once again, to the post getting it up into the basket. Things get stolen from them kind of quickly. We'll see if that changes here, what adjustments the coaches have made. Lumen Christi now moving it all around the perimeter like they did in the first quarter. Here's a shot by number 10. Rattles all the way around and pulls out. That was Ryan Hillella. Lumen Christi is able to hold on to possession. Great shot there, but there's a reach in by Colton Mack, and he pulls out a steal there for Sandpoint. And I believe Sandpoint will just take their time. They set up the play. Here's the break. Movement sets up for Glenn Krause for a 3-point shot. It goes out the back of the rim. Rebound by Evan Wilson. Evan's going to put up a hook shot, but that doesn't go down. He'll dive to the floor for the save. That sets up Colton Mack, who puts a shot that goes over the rim. Sandpoint just needs to get the ball and set up the play. And a shout-out from all the people here in Anchorage. We've got lots of Sandpointers here enjoying this game. It's been a real fun to see so many different people who you don't see very often. All right, so the ball went out of bounds off the hands of Sandpoint. So Lumen will throw it on the sideline in their own territory. Moving it around. Here's Chen moving in. He puts up a high jumper. It goes over the rim. Rebound goes to Sandpoint. Xin Chen coming in from China, an exchange student. He's playing well here for the Lumen Christi Archangels. The score remains 34-13. Sandpoint setting up the offense now, moving it around the perimeter. Colton looking for an opportunity. They bring it down to the post. Evan puts one up. He gets tipped or something because it goes over the rim. And the ball's on the ground here, picked up, saved by Lumen. And Lumen's going to drive in here and put up a shot from the bottom post. It doesn't go in. Glenn Krause got knocked a little bit. He stands there for 1 second trying to clear the cobwebs and turn the lights back on there. It looked like in the rebound attempt he got knocked around. Pushing called against Lumen Christi there. Number 10 sends Colton down to his knees. Nice tip up on the throw from the baseline, but it almost gets stolen away, but he's able to get to Alex, who drains a 3-point shot from the baseline. 37-13 now the score. Sandpoint continuing to lead this game. So this is the midway point now that we're in here for this road trip. There's going to be a few more games around here in Anchorage. The Crawley Classic will be played here. The teams will move up on Thursday for those games at the Crawley Classic, and we will, of course, travel with them for those. Excited to see how that competition is. The girls of Sandpoint already played against Mattsu, and they had a loss by, I believe, 16. But talking to Coach Amel, he was telling me that, you know, that was just off the plane. The girls were just getting their heads straightened out over all the typical high school things. Jonathan Roeder's got 3 seconds, yep. He was being tightly guarded by number 10, Ryan Hillella, and he was getting no help. So that forces a 3-second violation there. He did not move the ball forward. Full timeout called there by Lumen Christi. They will have a chance to discuss how things are going here in the second half thus far. 4:14 on the clock. Sandpoint has, I believe, scored the only points of the game so far, or the second half so far, making the score 37-13. Good job by the officials officiating this game and keeping the boys safe and also calling it fair and square. It's always good when you have three reps on the floor just to control the flow. But, yeah, Coach Amel was telling me that the girls had a rough time against Sioux Valley, but the way that Sandpoint has played since Sioux Valley has just been night and day different. So it'll be exciting to see how they go up there. There's going to be some good teams at the Crawley Classic. I saw Antioch on the roster and, of course, Sioux Valley, the Sandpoint boys, the King Cove girls, and a few others thrown in there. So it'll be a fun competition. We'll check in now and see what we've got going for the girls. I know that they're playing today. I don't know if they played earlier or later. So we are going to find out how they did, and we'll give you that update on the score there. 4:14 on the board now for the third quarter. Throw in for Lumen Christie, and they'll take the ball up towards their basket. 37-13. Sandpoint continues with quite the controlling lead in this one. And Lumen Christie has the ball. Moving it all around, taking it down to the bottom post, and there's a good shot by number 10, Ryan Hillella. Doesn't go in, but they're able to get the rebound, but it's snatched away by Colton Mack. And here they come. Moving with the ball, the Eagles working their way down to the bottom post. Jonathan Roeder has it. Number 10, Hillella, came in. Looking for some repeat action of that three-second violation, but Jonathan Murray does a good job. Oh, and I just got the news right now that Sandpoint lost the girls' game by 3 points. And, oh, they're talking that they are not too thrilled. So we'll have more details about that one, but, man, what a tight, tight game. The Sandpoint girls are just playing so well. To go into Houston and to play there, and I'm not sure what size Houston is. Is there 1A, 2A, or what? But to come in like that. And just the report coming in for the Sandpoint girls that they felt like they definitely should have had the win on this one, that overall as a team they're better, but they felt like they played a bad game and walked away with a close loss by 3 points. So they're, you know, just learning opportunities. Girls, Sandpoint with a three-year restart program, and to go from where they were 3 years ago to winning games and keeping it close like they are now. The line constantly, travel call against Jonathan. He drove the baseline and spun around. It was a beautiful twirl, really, very graceful in motion, but it's going to be a traveling nonetheless. 2:30 on the clock, 37-13 is a score, Sandpoint in the lead. But the way the girls have grown is just unbelievable. And that's an Inilchik Invitational. People were just talking about how Sandpoint girls played like a team and did such a great job, and they really did. There's Lumen Christie moving the ball down low, but they swing it back outside to the perimeter and take a shot that does not go down. And that leaves a rebound for Sandpoint, and they'll move the ball up. And they will work the ball around, but there's a good steal by number 4, Randall Malajon. He takes the ball all the way up to the bottom post, fakes out the defense, and puts it up for 2 points. That's the first 2 points of the second half so far for Lumen Christie. Sandpoint only given up 15 so far. Moving the ball around, looking for some help, and they're doing a good job. Ryder Gunderson in the game now for Sandpoint, giving the young freshman, and a hop, skip, and a jump for 2 points for Colton Mack. He took the ball in and just bounced, and then from about 10 feet out, put up a jumper leaning forward. It was beautiful to see. Good job by Colton. And here's, and they're not going to call a foul against Jonathan Roeder. He was tightly guarding his defender there on the post and put a little contact that sends the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Lumen. Good job keeping his hands to himself. I could tell that by the way he moved, he felt the fourth foul was coming. That would have made 4 fouls for Jonathan. And I just love his expressions in the game when he's like looking at the ref and understanding. The ref gave a second to coach him on his travel, and he was understanding. Jonathan, one of my personal favorite players on the court. He's a great job. Grown a lot since last year. Oh, good movement down by Lumen Christie, and they feed the ball to the post. Number 10 was breaking real fast, Ryan Hillella, and he just didn't have a receiver there for the Bucs. It was number 13, Jarrett Fortune. We're under 35 to go here in the third. The score is 39-15. And ball moving around. Looking for some help. Jonathan Rhodes being tightly guarded. Oh, his pass is snatched away out of the hands of Colton Mack. Number 4, Randall Malajon gets that one. And a shot up by Fortune doesn't go down. They're going to call a foul there. And I believe that's going to be Johnny. Nope, that's Michael Herndon. Jonathan and Michael were surrounding Xian Chen. And they both put contact on him as he powered up for a shot. Sending Shen to the line for two. 14.8 seconds left on the clock. Here's the first attempt by Shen. And he nails it. 16 now for Lumen. Shen now gets his second attempt from the line. And he takes a second there, an extra second to line up the shot. Puts it in. It rattles around and goes out of the basket. That was almost in. And Sandpoint scores the rebound. And we'll have the final say here as we end the third quarter. Moving the ball around, Glenn gets open for three. Oh, it just hits the front of the rim and goes over the top. And Shen only had a couple seconds there. He was trying to get close to the basket. Didn't have the time to do it. And there we go, the end of the third quarter. Sandpoint hangs on to the lead, 39-16. As we come to the quarter, as we like to do, a quick word for our sponsors. Thank you to King Cove Corporation, the Sandpoint Corporation, as well as Grant Aviation, Peninsula Airways in Cold Bay and Sandpoint, as well as Eider Air in King Cove, also GCI for their support of these broadcasts. Also a word to the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage. Thank you so much for your support. And here we go now, entering the final 30 seconds of this break in the quarter. More and more Sandpoint people coming in for this game. The score is 39-16. And Lumen Christie has only scoring 3 points there in the third quarter. Sandpoint only allowing 3 points in the third quarter, doing a great job on defense. And the turnovers have been huge. Alex Gilbert did a great job run on the breakaway cherry picks. It's been mostly silent, though, for the third quarter. And as we enter now into the fourth quarter, it's good to see some more freshmen on the floor. Wolf Jackson and Michael Stroud have joined the ranks of the Sandpoint Eagles. They work real hard in practice. Great to see them getting some play time in the game, get their jitters out and start working on the game a little bit. Alex gets the ball at the baseline. They move the ball to Wolf. Wolf with it, but he's going to send it back out to Colton. He had defenders all around him. Great motion by the Eagles. Send out their play. Travel. A rare travel call against Colton Mack there. And Sandpoint will go back on defense now. And Jarrett Fortune will move the ball up. And he's a quick one, you can tell. The way that they move the ball on the offense, he gets to the double dribble there against number 10, Ryan Hilela. Pulled up his dribble and fired it off one more time. Sandpoint will have the ball now. Colton brings it up, and he's met by number 4, Malajon. Malajon sticking to him real tight, but Colton swings past and puts up a floater. Doesn't go down. Rebound, though, to the Lumen Christie Archangels. And Malajon does another nice little fake shot to get the defense past him, but his attempt did not go in. It goes out of bounds on the baseline into the hands of Dan Point. 7 minutes in the game now. The score is 39-16. Lumen Christie Archangels are setting up in a 3-2 zone. Oh, and a foul there. Only the second foul so far for Lumen Christie in the second half. Only one foul for Sandpoint. They did a great job changing things. This will be a throw in from the baseline. Evan was starting to move his way down into the post, but didn't get a shot off in time. Ball gets in for the Eagles. And they take their time setting up their offense. Feeding it down to Evans. Evans sends it back out to Colton. He takes a shot for three. And it goes over the top of the rim. And a foul will be called on number 55, Evan Wilson. That'll be an over-the-top. if he was going for the board, but only his second foul of the game. Evan doing a good job keeping things in control. And here comes the Archangels. Oh, and a deflected shot. Number 10, Ryan Helela, put it up from just over the free throw line, and that sends him to the free throw line this time for some free throw shots. And the third foul against Evan Wilson as he tipped the hand there of Helela as he went up for the jumper. And Michael will tap in now, it looks like. He'll get ready to go in for Evan. Evan's going to pull on out. And 6:37 here in the game left. The score remains 39-16. We are scoreless so far in the fourth. And the second attempt there by Helela goes off the front of the rim. But there's the putback. Number 23, Joey Brown, gets the first points of the fourth quarter for Loom and Christie. And that makes it 18-39. We're tied now with fouls, three apiece for these guys. It's been a good Sam Point got into foul trouble early. Wolf Jackson gets the ball. Oh, and it rattles all around. He just turned and put that one up from the baseline. That's exactly how you do it. And didn't go down. Rebound for Loom and Christie. Good save by Michael Herndon. And he gets, a missed pass there to Michael Stroud. And, man, number 10, just 13, dove for that one, Jarrett Brown. And he had, I believe, Alex Gilbert just diving all over the top of him. They're going to call a foul for that one. To the foul on number 14. They're going to call that one against Loom and Christie. Shot up from the baseline by Alex Gilbert. Count it for the tray. 42 now to 18 in favor of Sandpoint. Fast transition on the offense once again. Loom and Christie still keeping their offensive speed up high, even when they're down by this much. And here they move the ball towards the baseline. Great play by number 12. He drives the baseline and puts the behind-the-back shot. Doesn't go in, but Joey Brown will get fouled on the putback. It was an and-one. 2 points on the board for Lumen, making it a nice even 20, and a chance to make it 21. Substitution, number 5 is going to come in for Lumen Christie. That's Joseph Phelps, who replaced Jarrett Fortune. And here's an attempt from the free throw line by Mr. Brown. Joey puts it up. Nothing but net on that one. That makes it 42-21. Sandpoint doubling the score of Loomis Christie. Led by Alex Gilbert in his breakaway shot from the post. Oh, nice ball movement. Sets up a shot for Michael Herndon. Doesn't go in. Rebound for Lumen. And here's the ball now. I see Jonathan Router sitting up and talking to Coach Herndon now. Telling him, put me in, Coach, put me in. Shot from the field by Lumen does not go in, and Sandpoint gets the board. They'll bring it back now, and Colton will just walk it to that court line. But he's met by number 12, who's going to put some tight defense on him. Colton finds a wide open lane and puts up the layup. Doesn't go in. Yeah, he moved really well into that one. And coast-to-coast, number 23, Joey Brown takes that one all the way for a finger roll in for two. And Sandpoint will go now for the answer. Oh, and a foul called there. Oh, travel called there, in fact, actually. And a turnover for Lumen Christie. Jonathan's going to come back in now for Wolf Jackson. Good job by Wolf getting the claps now as he comes off. Looks like he's kind of favoring a leg himself. I think he just had his shoe kind of messed up. Oh, no, he's rolling his ankle out a little bit. He's okay, though. Here's Loomis Christie moving the ball down to the post. They take a shot from three as they move it back out. Rattles all around the inside of the rim and floats back out. And Colton Mack will bring the ball up now for the Eagles. Looking for help. Sandpoint moving the ball now. And Michael Stroud had an open shot for three. He doesn't take. Michael Herndon gets the rebound that Colton took. The shot from Colton for 3 points did not go down. Herndon gets the board. Four on the clock now. Sandpoint leading this one, 42-23. And here's Joey Brown. That will be foul 4 or 5 on Jonathan Roeder. And that will be, I believe, only his fourth foul. He's not moving. Oh, no, 45 they're calling that one. Michael Stroud. And Jonathan definitely pointed to himself when they called the whistle that. He was the closest one that I saw to the ball. But he stays clear of that foul. That was the first foul for Michael Stroud of the game. Joey sinks the first one from the free throw line, making it 24-42. Sandpoint having a tough time scoring points on this in this quarter. And a 30-second timeout called there by a coach from Lumen Christie. And this will send the boys to their benches for a chance to get some wise advice from the coaches, some fresh water, and a chance to catch their breath. Good job by Sandpoint in this game so far. Five fouls for Sandpoint, four for the Lumen Christie Archangels. And as we come in here to the end of the fourth quarter, you should see, barring a miracle, Sandpoint walking away with a win here against Lumen Christie. They beat them last year by a wide margin, and they're going to do it once again here this year. And I believe as we come out, we're going to see the player of the game be Alex Gilbert, and I really appreciate the way that Lumen Christie takes the time to acknowledge a player of the game at the end of each game. And I think that is something that maybe we could take back to Sandpoint. Full court press here by Lumen Christie, number 12, sticking on Colton Mack really tight. Here's Colton with the ball now. He's dribbling past number 12. He gets into the paint, dishes out to Jonathan, who was in the air when he caught the ball, had a hard time getting the ball cocked back up. He had defense all around. 20 moving really fast. That's Chen. They dish the ball out for a shot from the free throw line. Doesn't go in. Sandpoint gets the board, almost losing possession, though, but they get it back. Oh, and that time they really do almost lose possession again. But Colton's able to hold on to the ball. Number 12 is quite a fast player for Lumen Christie. And Colton's going to drive in and trying to pass down to the bottom post. He got ahead of himself with defense all around him. It gets tipped off the foot of one of the Lumen Christie players, though, and out of bounds. So a throw in underneath their own basket for Sandpoint. A slew of changes come in for Lumen Christie as we have fresh substitutions. Looks like the coach put in the starting five. Oh, and a pass to Michael Stroud, slips through his fingers. But Alex Gilbert with the recovery, and he'll get it back to Colton. And Colton's going to take it to the half-court line. Looks like Sandpoint's going to try to burn down a little clock here. Alex drives in, pulls back out. Colton taking an opportunity here to post up a shot from about 12 feet out at the elbow. And it doesn't go in, but he'll go to the line for two with a foul. Five fouls apiece here for the team. Under three to go here, 42-25. Sandpoint holds on to the lead. And here's a shot from Colton Mack. First one is good. Evan's going to sub in here, and he'll be replacing Michael Stroud. Evan will switch up with Alex Gilbert to take a position down in the post for the rebound opportunity here. And good job, Alex. It's funny seeing Alex. He got into like a track football position there for that once we could get as quick of a shot as he could. Oh, and a reach-in by Alex. And it sounded like he got all ball in that one from where I was sitting. Looks like he was a little bit surprised by that call, too. But that will be a throw-in from the sideline. First foul by Alex. Great job by Alex staying out of foul trouble. Not always the case here in these games, but he did a really good job. Lumen Christie throws it in. They lose the ball, but number four picks it up and puts a high shot off the glass, and it goes off the top of the backboard and actually almost down into the bucket. But it doesn't go down. Rebound by Sandpoint, and Sandpoint with a cherry pick pass to Alex Gilbert that gets tapped up off by Lumen Christie and out of bounds. So here's Sandpoint. Throw in goes off the hands of White, which is Lumen Christie, and back out of bounds. So another throw in, just about 15 feet further down the sideline for Sandpoint. And good defense here by Lumen, making it hard to get the shot in. They get the ball in to Jonathan Roeder. He works his way down, muscles around, and he gets fouled there. A number 23, Joey Brown, and great job by doing that. Whistle was a little late there, but good job by Jonathan Roeder with a good composure, and he worked his way down into the paint, got through the defense, draws a foul. Drains a foul shot, and Jonathan Roeder just really turning into such a good tall player. We got to see a number of tall players in the Milchick, and it would have been great if Jonathan could have come down and watched those guys play too. Some of the guys from So High were just fantastic and really kept good control of their bodies, Jonathan also growing in this. And I think it would benefit him to see more players. Oh, but there we go with a foul. Jonathan tracking along with number 23, Joey Brown. And as Joey puts up a shot, Jonathan stayed on him and fouls him there. So with 2:10 on the clock, number 23, Joey Brown, will go to the line. That makes 7 team fouls for Sandpoint, so he's in bonus now. They are in bonus now for Lumen. First shot by Joey is good. And I see Ryder Gunnarsson running his way up to the bench. He'll get in here for a chance to play the game. Joey's second attempt is nothing but net, making it 27 for Lumen Christie. And Alex Gilbert's going to sit down, and Ryder Gunnarsson's going to come on in. He had a hard time getting through all the players to get to the bench. Full court press here by Lumen Christie. Good job on these guys. It's keeping the intensity high all the way to the end. Michael Herndon gets past the full court press. Feeds Evan. Evan has a hard time working up. He gets fouled on a power-up and puts it up. Doesn't go down, but he's going to go to the line for 2. Good job getting the rebound and keeping things under control as he worked up there for that shot. 2:01 on the clock, 46-27, Sandpoint in the lead. 7 fouls apiece now for these teams, so each time Sandpoint will go to the line for 1-1. Evan missed his first attempt. And with a little laugh, he gets the ball back to go on for a second attempt. He puts it up. Oh, and that one rattled to the same exact thing, but whoa, big rebound by Michael Herndon. Good job getting the board. Oh, 3 seconds in the lane by Evan Wilson. He just got fed the ball by Colton Mack, but he was in the paint for too long. 3-second violation there. The turnover for Lumen Christie. Ball now with Lumen, moving the ball fast, but they have a botched pass down to the paint. It goes to the floor and a jump ball. Good effort. Ryder Gunnarsson getting his paws on it and keeping good hold. Possession will stay with Lumen Christie, though, and they'll throw it in underneath their own basket. 1:44 here to go in the game. And a high throw into the top of the key gets picked off by Colton Mack. Good defensive effort there by Colton. Oh, and his pass to Evan almost goes too far to the left, but Evan keeps control. Charge against Evan Wilson as he drove in. Good job by Lumen Christie there. It wasn't a powerful charge. It just kind of like moved in, bumped in as he moved forward, trying to muscle his way in a little bit more, and a charging foul called there. Shin Chen's going to come back in, and number 30 is going to sit down, Benji McDonald for the Archangels. And I see Glenn Krause looks like he's going to tap back in with the final 90 seconds of this game here. Lumen Christie has it, and they're moving around, and a shot goes up. It comes a little short, and the rebound goes to Sandpoint. And Evan or Ryder looking, calling for the ball. He gets fed it by Colton. Good movement there, feeding it down to Michael Herndon. Michael feeds it back outside to the top of the key. He had nowhere to go with it. Good job. He had defenders all around. Oh, and the ball literally goes down and back up. That was a shot put in by Evan Wilson. But Evan Wilson gets a little redemption there with a steal. And he was going to pull back and slow things down. Good effort there by Shin Chen. He almost knocked the ball out of Evan's hand. Feed down. Oh. And that's going to be it for Jonathan Roeder. With five fouls there, he's going to come on out, and Glenn Krause is going to come on in. Good game by Jonathan Roeder. That was a charge there as he was moving in, trying to get the... He fed the ball to... Michael Herndon, but it was just before he knocked over the player in front of him. And Michael Herndon's going to come in. Michael Herndon's going to sub in Michael Stroud for Evan Wilson. Glenn Krause was not supposed to replace Jonathan Roeder. They treated it, though, like a replacement for Jonathan after he fouled out. So Coach Herndon get another chance to sub in Michael Stroud for Evan Wilson. We're in the final 42 seconds of this game, and things have definitely slowed down here in the fourth quarter. Lots of whistles being blown as these guys send Shin Chen to the line for two with 39 seconds left here. And barring the second coming, this game will go to Sandpoint to score 46-27 with their lead well intact. Here comes Shin from the free throw line, puts a high arcing shot, and it came down off the back iron. Score remains 46-27. Shin to the line for his second opportunity here. He gets the ball, takes his time, an extra little pause, and puts it up. A good arc, rattles around the rim and back out once again. This has been the story of so many shots. And here's the ball moving back for Sandpoint. They got Glenn Krause wide open on the post. A bank shot. Oh, doesn't go in. Sandpoint's been having a tough time with their shots so far this game. Lumen Christie gets a little cherry pick pass to Joey Brown. He can't keep his hands on it. Good job by Michael gripping and ripping that one that he picked up. Oh, and a bad pass to Colton Mack by Ryder Gunnarsson, telling Ryder, hey, settle down, buddy. It's okay. You know, you just get really excited, especially as a freshman, when you get into these game situations. Ryder really wants to get some points on the board. And Colton's going to bring it out, spin around, and burn down as much time as possible. Good job. They get it to Ryder in time. He puts it up. It looks good. Oh, and just to the left of the rim. Doesn't go in, but there's a big victory for Sandpoint as they best Lumen Christie here in Anchorage today, 46-27. And that does it for our coverage here tonight. Big Wave Dave, I'm going to send it back to you.